This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. We are in the final hours of an eventful and historic 2020 legislative session, to say the very least. Governor Brian Kemp has signed a hate crimes law that was just hours ago. Legislators have negotiated a budget with over $2 billion in cuts and also approved home alcohol delivery. All of this in the last 24 hours. GPB Stephen Fowler joins me live from the Capitol now. Stephen, hi there.
Hi, Ricky.
So set the scene for me.
Well, sine die is normally a frantic day where lawmakers from both chambers rush to pass bills and get them through before that deadline. But today, it's a little bit different. You have the House spread out across two different floors and three different rooms to comply with social distancing. Voice votes take about 15 minutes to get through different bills. And there isn't really that much controversial legislature or debate happening. So things have been moving on at kind of a slow pace. Most of the legislative action was done several months ago before there was this coronavirus pandemic and things went on hold. So these last 2 weeks or so have been kind of resolving the threads of this session in a more slower paced manner.
Really unprecedented scene down there. Just a few hours ago, Stephen, Governor Kemp signed Georgia's hate crimes law, calling the state, quote, too great to hate. What was the reaction from the bill signing ceremony?
Well, you know, Ricky, it was a historic moment. Georgia had a hate crimes law in 2000 that was struck down by the Georgia Supreme Court in 2004 for being vague. In about 2016, there were some lawmakers that got together trying to fix it. A bill was passed through the House in 2019, but it sat in the Senate for well over a year over some concerns about the language. But then during that hiatus, there was the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, a Black man near Brunswick who was killed by a white man. And just so much interest was developed into this law and getting it and protecting Georgians. And so you had a bipartisan level of support from both the House and the Senate. And really, everyone just said, this is a historic, great day for Georgia.
Let's pivot now, Stephen, to the state budget, of course. How will the services and programs that Georgians rely on be affected by the economic slowdown?
Well, Ricky, back in January, Governor Brian Kemp proposed a $28.1 billion spending plan that covers everything from education to road maintenance to health services. And then the coronavirus happened, and that took a big bite out of the state's revenues, which we have to have to pay for things. So when lawmakers came back over the last few weeks or so, they had to figure out how to cut spending and how to cut services without really harming Georgians. So the version of the budget that they agreed upon eliminates furloughs for most state employees. That's a big one. And keeps some big cuts in education, but that will be supplemented through local school system funding and federal funding from the CARES Act. And so it's been a difficult balance for these lawmakers to figure out how to keep these goods and services going, but also meeting the balanced budget because we don't have that much money coming in.
And today is the final day of the session. Actually, it's really the final hours of the session. Are there any surprises so far regarding what has or what has not passed?
Well, quickly, Ricky, I will say one thing I've been paying attention to is a measure that came out of the House Governmental Affairs Committee that would ban the state and counties from sending absentee ballot applications. So far, that just seemed like a warning shot and doesn't seem like that will be put into law.
Because the Secretary of State's office, of course, is not for that measure, correct?
Correct.
GPB Stephen Fowler live at the Capitol. We heard lots of business going on in the background, Stephen. So thank you for stepping away from the lawmakers' business to join me. And keep listening to All Things Considered tonight. We will be bringing you live updates on news from the state capitol as we go forward. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.